130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good evening. With 90FM News, I'm Katie Stenz. A Virginia candidate once exposed himself, and now he's doing it again. Charles Benny Neal admits he posed nude for Playgirl magazine 28 years ago. Now he is running for Rockingham County Circuit Court Clerk, and he figured it was better to get it all out in the open before someone else found out about it. Neal claims he did it in hopes of furthering his career in music, but the calls just never came, and currently the self-employed businessman is one of 8 candidates pursuing the clerk's job. Neal hopes that voters would appreciate him telling the whole truth, but they may believe that some secrets shouldn't be revealed. And in more news, for companies that deal with large numbers of applicants, resumes are the new spam. Knowing that the resumes are being screened by a computer, some applicants will insert or conceal keywords that bump their names to the top of the list, reports the Wall Street Journal. But just like that time your professor figured out you got your essay on Hamlet from Google, employers are starting to get savvy to the tricks. New software can detect the tricks, and Jolie Downs, a recruiter in California, says she won't call anyone that tries to pull one over the system. I'll have a look at your Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Ty Helbach at Prudential Stevens Point Realty, located at 490 Division Street in Stevens Point, Portage County's real estate leader since 1965. New name, but the same service you expect for all your real estate needs. Ty Helbach at 341-1000.
In your Central Wisconsin weather, for today, sunny, highs in the mid-70s, and then for tonight, warmer, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. Currently, it's 51 degrees outside. And I'll have the top 5 teams, the point values from Hour 6, and Question 1 for Hour 7 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hi, this is Zach Bergeron from 90FM, wanting to know if you guys want to do a Trivia Focus.
Yeah, dude, we're in.
What is your team's name?
Sexual Harassment Panda.
How did you get that name?
My roommate was like, dude, that's our trivia team name.
Do you guys have a mascot?
Sexual Harassment Panda.
Do you guys have a theme song?
I believe there's a Sexual Harassment Panda theme song. Otherwise, we'd go with Brooklyn by Youngblood Brennan's band.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't harass Sexual Harassment Panda.
That was beautiful. Are you developing any interesting traditions so far?
We're drinking beer and answering trivia questions, so I guess that's a good tradition.
What gets you guys pumped to play trivia?
Who needs to get pumped for trivia, man? It's trivia.
How many people total do you guys have in your team?
I think on the form we put 12, but I'm pretty sure we got about 20 people over here right now.
So you guys are cheating. If you guys were a food, what food would you be?
Guacamole. Guacamole tastes wonderful.
What are you guys going to do to the first team member who falls asleep in the night?
You name it, buddy. We got Sharpies, David Dream, many other tools of torture for the first person to fall asleep.
Any idea who that will be?
My guess is probably going
to
be me.
What are you guys going to do to keep team morale up?
Drink more beer.
Who is your favorite 90 FM DJ?
Sean Connolly. Sean Connolly is a debonair man, smooth talker. Every night, I glory in the thought that he sleeps only 50 feet from me.
Have you heard of DJ Albino?
He is actually my second favorite 90 FM DJ. Apparently, he stayed here when he was born. 48-hour shift at 90. You know, it seems like he's had too much coffee.
If you were to find a capsule from outer space in your yard, would you raise whatever you found inside as your own?
Absolutely. It's from outer space. Who wouldn't want to have space stuff in their collection? So, UFO.
What if what was inside was DJ Albino himself?
We keep DJ Albino. He's cool. We'd feed him and try and give him a good home.
Good call. For 90FM Trivia Focus, I'm Zach Bergeron.
Trivia Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point, reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in Hour 4 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 40 points. Question 2 is worth 20 points. Question 3 is worth 15 points. Question 4 is worth 70 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 5 points. Question 8 is worth 335 points. Question 9 is worth 0 points. And question 10 is also worth 0 points. And once again, the point values for questions in Hour 4 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 40 points. Question 2, 20 points. Question 3, 15 points. Question 4, 70 points. Question 5, 10 points. Question 6, 10 points. Question 7, 5 points. Question 8, 335 points.
And that's all the questions there were in that hour.
All right. And then the top five team standings as of hour four, question eight, are: in fifth place with 755 points is What's the Matter, Unite of Triviality. In fourth place with 1,035 points is Return of Sloppy X-Tide with Network. In third place with 1,105 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place with 1,160 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. And in first place with 1,175 points is Tin Man. And now the winning team this hour for the grocery bag giveaway is Beachy Special. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market and Domino's. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Beachy Special. And now, question one of hour seven. During this hour, you will be given the length of one song to answer each of the questions. Each of the songs will be at least 4 minutes in length. This hour is a Jeopardy hour. When calling in your answer, please remember to give your answer in the form of a question. And now for question one of hour seven. This legendary fictional hero was described as being 6 feet 6 inches tall and weighed 245 pounds. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. And once again, question one of hour seven. This legendary fictional hero was described as being 6 feet 6 inches tall and weighed 245 pounds. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question.
Tell you something. You're the most no-goodest cat I ever met. You've been eating up all my red beans and rice and trying to bite me in the back for my wife, you old dog. You wait till this chorus is over. I'm going to tell you a thing or two. Now, I'll be glad when you dance your eyes with you. I'll be glad when you dance your eyes with you. Now I brought you into my home. You wouldn't leave my wife alone. I'll be glad you're asking you. Now I'll be glad when you dance your eyes with you. I'll be tickled to death when you leave this earth, your dog. I took you for my friend, and you drank up all my gin. I sure be glad when that cat's dead and buried. As I said before, I'll be glad when you're dead, you're out for you. I'll be glad when you're dead, you're out for you. You asked my wife for some cabbage, and you ate just like a savage. Ain't that something? Look here, boy. You know one thing. I said, do you know one thing? You ain't like I'm back. Look here, man. What is it that you got that makes my wife think you so hot? Huh? Tell me that.
Phones down in the back. Phones hour in the down in the back. Hour 7, question 1. This legendary fictional hero was described as being 6'6" tall and weighed 245 pounds. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Answer to hour 7, question 1. Who is Big John? Except who is John? Once again, hour 7, question 1. Who is Big John? Except who is John? Moving on to hour 7, question number 2. This television sitcom is about people who work at Mode Magazine, and the sitcom is named after one of Mode's employees. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Once again, question 2, hour 7. This television sitcom is about people who work at Mode Magazine, and the sitcom is named after one of the Mode employees. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Good luck in Trivia 38.
feet, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. When the line of cars go down this slow walk, and the radio plays that forgotten song.
Down in the back, phones down in the back, closing out hour 7, question 2. This television sitcom is about people who work at Mode Magazine, and the sitcom is named after one of the Mode employees. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Answer to hour 7, question number 2. What is Ugly Betty? Once again, hour 2, question 7. No, hour 7, question 2. What is Ugly Betty? Moving on to hour 7, question 3. They're the singing group in picture number 21 in the New Trivia Times. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Once again, hour 7, question 3. They're the singing group in picture number 21 in the New Trivia Times. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Good luck, players, in trivia, 338! Down to the back, phones down to the back. That wraps it up for question three, hour seven. They are the singing group in picture number 21 in the new Trivia Times. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Answer, who are the four lads? Hour seven, question three, who are the four lads? Moving on to Trivia Stone Clue number two for group B. Trivia Stone Clue number two for group B. Please listen closely. This is Trivia Stone group B, clue number two. From where you are now, go past the salt. Follow the red arrow. Continue past the large trees. Now turn left. Go past the orange and the white pole and the flagpole. Turn right. Then turn left at the dish. Think spring and turn right. Once again, Group B, Trivia Stone Clue 2. This is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number 2. From where you are now, go past the salt. Follow the red arrow. Continue past the large trees. Now turn left. Go past the orange and the white pole and the flagpole. Now turn right. Turn left at the ditch. Think spring. Turn right. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. There is no need for any teams to use flashlights or any other type of beam when searching out the nighttime clues. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team's player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible in part from a grant from the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Our store, proud to support Trivia 38 with our new store at the entrance of the Village Park Shopping Center in Plover, Dreamweaver's Bridal. Experience the difference. 2824 Post Road, Stevens Point, 344-1181. And online at dreamweaversbridal.com. And Applied Tech Solutions Incorporated. Removing the boundaries between you and technology. 1313 2nd Street, downtown Stevens Point. 344-3703. Moving on to question four of hour number seven. This athlete was described by a professional sports writer as vest by Fred Perry, hair by Prince Valiant, and socks by Hang Ten. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Once again, question four of hour seven. This athlete was described by a professional sports writer as vest by Fred Perry, hair by Prince Valiant, and socks by Hang Ten. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Good luck in Trivia 38.
Thank you.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That wraps it up for question four of hour seven. This athlete was described by a professional sports writer as vest by Fred Perry, hair by Prince Valiant, and socks by Hang Ten. Remember to give your answer in the form of question answer to hour seven. Question four is, who is Jimmy Connors? Except who is Connors? Once again, hour seven, question four, who is Jimmy Connors? Except who is Connors?
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni. And St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org.
All right, moving on to question number five of hour seven. This big screen character was the first of his group to appear before a judge. When asked for his occupation, he replied, anti-communist. Remember to give your answer in the form of question. Once again, hour seven, question five. This big screen character was the first of his group to appear before a judge. When asked for his occupation, he replied, anti-communist. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Good luck in Trivia 38.
Don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one.
phones down in the back, phones down in the back. Question 5, hour 7. This big screen character was the first in this group to appear before a judge. When asked for his occupation, he replied, anti-communist. Remember to give the answer in the form of a question. Answer, who is Bernard Baker? Accept, who is Baker? Hour 7, question 5. Answer, who is Bernard Baker? Accept, who is Baker? Moving on to question 6, hour 7. This comic book character is Homer Pigeon's girlfriend. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Once again, question 6, hour 7. This comic book character is Homer Pigeon's girlfriend. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Good luck.
Phones down in the back.
Hour 7, question 6. This comic book character is Homer Pigeon's girlfriend. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question.
Hello?
The answer is, who is Carrie? Once again, Hour 7, question 6. Who is Carrie? Moving on. Hour 7, question 7. This big screen character was reclining on a sofa reading the book Farewell to Arms when her husband, a police detective, returned home from work. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Once again, Hour 7, question 7. This big screen character was reclining in a sofa reading the book Farewell to Arms when her husband, a police detective, returned home from work. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Good luck in Trivia 38. the back, phones down in the back. Hour 7, question 7. This big screen character was reclining on a sofa reading the book Farewell to Arms when her husband, a police detective, returned home from work. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Answer, who is Catherine Hoover? Except, who is Hoover? Answer for Hour 7, question 7. It was, who is Catherine Hoover? Except, who is Hoover? Moving on. Hour 7, question 8. She was named Potato Queen in the Mayberry Founders Day Parade. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Once again, Hour 7, Question 8. She was named Potato Queen in the Mayberry Founders Day Parade. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. Hour 7, question 8. She was named Potato Queen in the Mayberry Founders Day Parade. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Who is Sharon Dobbins? Except, who is Dobbins? Once again, the answer to Hour 7, question 8. Answer, who is Sharon Dobbins? Accept Dobbins. Moving on to question 9 of Hour 7. This popular radio disc jockey was known for eating any type of pizza brought to him at shows and record hops, including pizzas with sauerkraut and peanut butter. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Once again, Hour 7, question 9. This popular radio disc jockey was known for eating any type of pizza brought to him at shows and record hops, including pizzas with sauerkraut and peanut butter. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. And good luck in trivia 38. Phones down in the back. That is the end of hour 7, question 9. This popular radio disc jockey was known for eating any type of pizza brought to him at shows and record hops, including pizzas with sauerkraut and peanut butter. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Answer to hour 7, question 9. Who is Dick Biondi? Except who is Biondi? Answer to hour 7, question 9. Who is Dick Biondi? Except Biondi. Moving on to question A of hour 7. Question 7. Question A, hour 7. She appears in television commercials talking to a turtle named Shelley, a goat named Frank, and an ostrich named Andy. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Once again, question A, hour 7. She appears in a television commercial talking to a turtle named Shelley, a goat named Frank, and an ostrich named Andy. Remember to give your answer in the form of a question. Good luck in Trivia 38.
No, I would not lie down in Monterey.